জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি ॐ अज्ञानाशिमिमन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुषोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदन्तस्वामिते नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यादशतारिणे नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेमपराय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरकृषे नमो नमः। ॐ वन्दे रूपसनातनो रघुयगो श्रीजीव गोपालको वन्दे रूपसनातनो रघुयगो श्रीजीव गोपालको हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कन्ता राधा कन्द नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारायणं नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोजाय मदीयजत् मुखाकरोति वाचालं पङ्गुलङ्गैते गिरिं यत्कृपासमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं गिरिचारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। हरे कृष्ण। Who's here for the first time
tonight?
Let's give all of them a big welcome. Haribo! 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 Nandri. Thank you for coming. Here and Quantum,
the Quantum
Hare Krishna Center.
Hare Krishna Center.
And East Malaysia. Oh, Eastern.
East Coast.
East Coast Malaysia. Exactly, East Coast. Who's going to translate tonight? He did this morning.
Yeah.
You skipped out. Who's better, man? I'm sorry. Crowd here?
Who's better?
I don't know. I don't know.
Indian non-mental speculation.
Manmana Bhagavad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru Mamai Vaishasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha Atmanam Matparayanaha Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me and worship me, being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Therefore, in this verse it is clearly indicated that Krishna consciousness is the only means of being delivered from the clutches of this contaminated material world. Sometimes unscrupulous commentators distort the meaning of what is clearly stated here, that all devotional service should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Unfortunately, unscrupulous commentators divert the mind of the reader to that which is not at all feasible. Such commentators do not know that there is no difference between Krishna's mind and Krishna. Krishna is not an ordinary human being. He is absolute truth. His body, his mind, and he himself are one and absolute. It is stated in the Kurma Purana, as it is quoted by the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami in his Anubhasya, comments on Chaitanya Charitamrita, 5th chapter, Adi Lila, verses 41-48. Deho dehi vivedoham nesvare vidyate kvachit. This means that there is no difference in Krishna, the Supreme Lord, between himself and his body. But because the commentators do not know the science of Krishna, they hide Krishna and divide his personality from his mind or from his body. Although this is sheer ignorance of the science of Krishna, some men make profit out of misleading people. There are some who are demoniac. They also think of Krishna, but enviously, just like King Kamsa, Krishna's uncle. He was also thinking of Krishna always, but he thought of Krishna as his enemy. He was always in anxiety, wondering when Krishna would come to kill him. That kind of thinking will not help us. One should be thinking of Krishna in devotional love. That is bhakti. One should cultivate the knowledge of Krishna Krishna continuously. What is that favorable cultivation? Is it to learn from a bona fide teacher? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have several times explained that his body is not material, but is eternal blissful knowledge. This kind of talk about Krishna will help one become a devotee. Understanding Krishna otherwise from the wrong source will prove fruitless. One should therefore engage his mind in the eternal form, the primal form of Krishna, with conviction in his heart that Krishna is the Supreme. He should engage himself in worship. There are hundreds of thousands of temples in India for the worship of Krishna, and devotional service is practiced there. When such temple practice is made, one has to offer obeisances to Krishna. One should lower his head before the deity, engage his mind, his body, his activities, everything. That will make one fully absorbed in Krishna without deviation. This will help one transfer to the Krishna Loka. One should not be deviated by unscrupulous commentators. One must engage in the 9 different processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting about Krishna. Pure devotional service is the highest achievement of human society.
மொழிபெயர்ப்பில் உனது மனதை எப்பொழுதும் என்னை பற்றி சிந்திப்பதிலே ஈடுபடுத்தி எனக்கு வந்தனை செய்து என்னை வழிபடுவாயாக. இன்னில் ஆண்மையாக ஈடுபட்டு நிச்சயமாக நீ இன்னிடமே வருவாய். பொருளுடைய பக்தியிலிருந்து சொல்லப்படுவார். இந்த கலங்கப்பட்ட ஜட உலகில் தலையிலிருந்து விடுபடுவதற்காக ஒரே வழி கிருஷ்ண உணர்வி என்பது இந்த பதத்தில் மிகவும் தெளிவாக சுட்டிக்காட்டப்பட்டிருக்கின்றது. இங்கே தெளிவாக கூறப்பட்டிருக்கும் விஷயத்தின் பொருளை சில சமயங்களில் தகுதியற்ற கருத்துரையாளர் சில தவறாக எடுத்துரைக்கின்றனர். இங்கே கூறப்பட்டிருப்பது எல்லா அன்பு தொண்டும் முழுமத கடவுளான கிருஷ்ணருக்கே செலுத்தப்பட வேண்டும் என்பது. துரஸ்தவசமாக இந்த இடத்திலே சில கருத்துரையாளர்கள் சாத்தியமில்லாத ஒரு முறையில் வாசிகர்களின் மனதை திருப்புகின்றனர். கிருஷ்ணரின் மனதிற்கும் கிருஷ்ணருக்கும் எந்த விதமான வேறுபாடும் இல்லை என்பது இந்த சிற்றறிவாளர் அறியாதவர்களாய் இருக்கின்றனர். கிருஷ்ணர் ஒரு சாதாரண மனிதர் அல்ல, அவர் பரிபூர்ணமான உண்மை. அவரது உடல் மனம் அவர் எல்லாமே ஒன்றும் பூர்ணமும் ஆவார். சைத்தன்யா சரிதாமரத்தின் 5 அத்தியாயத்தில் கூறப்பட்டிருக்கிறது. பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி கோஸ்வாமியால் மேற்கோள் காட்டப்பட்டிருப்பது படி கூர்ம புராணத்திலே என்றும், அதாவது பரம புருஷரான கிருஷ்ணருக்கும் அவரது உடலுக்கும் எந்த வேறுபாடும் இல்லை. ஆனால் இந்த கிருஷ்ண விஞ்ஞானத்தை அறியாததால் சில கருத்துரையாளர்கள் கிருஷ்ணரை மறைந்து அவரது வைக்கியத்தை அவரது மனம் அல்லது உடலில் என்றும் பிரித்து விளக்கும் செய்கின்றனர். இது கிருஷ்ண விஞ்ஞானத்தை பற்றி முழு அறியாமையே. ஆயினும் சில மக்கள் இவ்வாறு தவறான வழிப்படுத்தப்பட்டு இலவம் பெறுகின்றனர்.
The 7-8 chapter, don't read that. Finish? This is Bhagavad Gita, and for this chapter 9, text 34, the most confidential knowledge.
In Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, Adam Upatinale, Mila Ragasimana, Jnana.
Spoken today is the 23rd.
Yeah.
Of December 1999, the 513th year of our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in class is held in this ISKCON Center at Kwantan.
In his Sri Chaitanya மார்க்குவின் பதினாறு பதினெட்டு பதிமூணாம் வருஷத்தில் லண்டனில் உள்ள விஸ்கான் சென்டரில் கொடுக்கப்படுகிறது. 29ஆம் தேதி டிசம்பர் மாதம் 1999
to the west of the salt ocean. To the west of the salt ocean. Salt ocean. I've been here to Quantum several times before.
Quantum ke parmore andar ke na.
But first time I've been to this center.
Is that parmore ke center ko nahi hai?
I've been here before.
No, we came here in trouble with Smith Brown, you know.
The same place.
Same place.
Too many years ago. Can't remember. 10 years ago.
So we didn't do a program.
So no one was here. How many people see me for the first time? Vanakkam. So I'm very happy to meet all of you. This chapter Bhagavad Gita is very important.
The
most confidential knowledge. In the very beginning of the chapter, in verse 2, Krishna tells this is the king of education, Raja Vidya.
In the Atiyati Nenam Patatri, Sri Krishna, Ajur Varakara, Induvande, Raja Vidya, Adavadi Yala Nanatakum, Arasanagum, Arimin Arakum Agum.
How many here are students?
In the Chitwe Manavaragam, Kaitukundam.
Okay, so whatever you're studying, this Bhagavad Gita, especially chapter 9, this is the king of education. Pavitrami Dhamuttamam Pataksavaham Dharmyam Sukham Kvatamam Dhyayam. Why is it considered the king of education? Because it gives realization of the self by perception. How many of you have heard about the soul? The Atma. How many have seen the Atma? Nobody's seen. But this process of devotional service, you can see the Atma. How many like to see the Atma? Very good. This is a very good group. People here are very religious minded. Maharaj, you should give them a very strong blessing. This ability to see that self within us, within our bodies, see our own self. There's nothing, you see. That's the king of education. If you know that, you really know the essence.
In there, நம்ம இருக்கும் ஆத்மாவை பார்க்கிற அந்த சக்தி வந்து அது சாதாரண சக்தி கிடையாது. அந்த பார்க்கும் சக்திக்கு பேர் வந்து அறிவின் அரசனாக கருதப்படும்.
And this process given here is very joyfully performed.
அது மட்டுமல்லாமல் அந்த வழிமுறை ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமாக ஆனந்தமாக செய்யப்படும் ஒரு காரியமாகும்.
It says su sukham. Sukham means happiness.
சுகம் என்றால் சந்தோஷம்.
How many like to be happy?
It is very fantastic.
That's okay, very good. But this is not ordinary happiness. This is super happiness. Su sukha means super happiness. How many would like super happiness? Haribo! Haribo!
Haribo!
We also want that all of you become super happy. You see, in the material world, happiness is not a good bargain.
In the Bhavati Vulagatil, Sandhasam Indru is a nalla or kaari kariyane.
Because happiness means that when our senses feel something good, we think we're happy. You see, just like today is a bit warm day, and those sitting under the fan are feeling cool air. And you're feeling very happy. We are no fan. They are no fan. We're feeling very hot. So that means I might pull off the roof. So the same fan may somebody happy and somebody may be unhappy. Or if it's winter time, here there's no winter in Malaysia, but there are countries which have winter, like India. North India has winter. In Mayapur, 15 degrees. So the same thing that gives us happiness can give us suffering. So material happiness is based on suffering. Just like if you're not hungry, would you like to eat? But hunger is also suffering. So when we feel hungry, then we have a desire to eat. But hunger means that we are suffering. So like the material happiness is always a mixture of suffering and some enjoyment. And at the end of the everything, usually the suffering is more and the enjoyment is less.
ஆனாலும் இறுதியில் அந்த துன்பம் தான் கூட இருக்கும், சந்தோஷம் கூட குறைவாக தான் இருக்கும்.
All the big businessmen, they say only 10% of people succeed in being happy.
எல்லா வியாபாரவாதிகளும் சொல்வார்கள், 10% உள்ள மக்கள் தான் வந்து எப்பொழுதும் வந்து சந்தோஷத்தை வந்து அடைவார்கள் என்று.
நாங்கள்
தான் அந்த 10% ஆக போதும் என்று சொல்வார்கள்.
But even the so-called 10% are also not happy.
ஆனாலும் அந்த 10% கூட மக்கள் கூட சந்தோஷமா இருக்க மாட்டார்கள்.
When the stock market crashes,
பங்கு வியாபார நிலையில் வந்து அந்த பங்கெல்லாம் வந்து விழுந்த போது மக்கள் எல்லாம் துன்பம் அடைவார்கள்.
Sometimes somebody may lose $100 million in 1 minute. I know somebody in Russia, he had hundreds of millions of dollars in Russia.
ரஷ்யாவில் எனக்கு தெரிய ஒரு மக்கள், அவருக்கு வந்து கோடிக்கணக்கான செல்வத்தை ஒரே நேரத்தில் வீணாக்கி விட்டார்.
ஓவர் நைட்,
ஒரே ராத்திரியில் முடிஞ்சு விட்டது.
Because the entire stock market
crashed.
Even the house they owned, they lost everything. And some people, they went mad because of that. Completely lost their intelligence. Some people jump out of the window and commit suicide. So this is the nature of material happiness. Not much happiness, but a lot of suffering. You see. So the spiritual happiness, we cannot avoid. As long as we're in the material world, we're going to have to enjoy and suffer the material life. We cannot avoid it. We're not telling people to not experience material life. We cannot avoid it. A Krishna consciousness means that we try for the super happiness and we regulate our material life to be peaceful.
ஆனாலும் கிருஷ்ண பக்தி சொல்றது நம்மளோட அந்த பரம ஆனந்தத்தை தேடி கொண்டிருக்கும் போது இந்த பௌத்தியத்தை நம்ம ஒரு கட்டுப்பட்ட வாழ்க்கையை வாழ்ந்து ஒரு ஆனந்த ஒரு நிம்மதியான வாழ்க்கையை வாழ்வதாகும்.
Sometimes this is called simple living, high thinking. Or at least a regulated living and a high thinking. Whatever Krishna gives us materially, we accept it as his blessing. And we use it in his service.
அதை அவருடைய சேவையில் நாம் பயன்படுத்த வேண்டும்.
You must know the story of Vipra Sudama Vipra.
Sudama Vipra-வுடைய கதை கேட்டிருப்பீர்கள்.
He was a Brahmana.
அவர்கள் அந்தனராவார்.
And he was in the Gurukul school with Lord Krishna.
கிருஷ்ணரிடம் அவரும் வந்து அந்த குருகுலத்தில் படித்துக் கொண்டிருந்தார்.
Sandapani Muni was their teacher, guru. So together the two children were being taught how to serve Guru. They were going out and getting firework for the yagya of the Guru. You go out and get firework for your Guru.
நீங்கள் வெளியே போயிட்டு குருக்காக மருந்துகளை கொண்டு வருவீங்களா?
That was one of the services the young brahmacharis would do. They get the firewood so the guru could perform his daily yajna.
இளைஞர் பிரம்மச்சாரிகள் காட்டுக்கு சென்று அந்த மருந்துகளை கொண்டு வந்து குருக்கு கொடுப்பார்கள். அந்த குரு யாகம்.
There was a huge storm when Krishna and Vipra Sudama were out getting firewood.
Boom,
And they got lost in the storm. Where to go? They had to hide. They had to take shelter of a tree.
பெரிய ஒரு மலையில் அந்த காலத்து புயலில் அவர்கள் காண போய் விட்டு ஒரு மரத்துக்கீழில் அடைக்கல் எடுத்துக்
கொண்டிருந்தார்கள்.
அவர்கள் அவசியமாக குருக்கள் போக முடியவில்லை.
The guru, like a father, he was worrying about his disciples and with the other boys they went out in the night looking, where is Krishna and Vipra-Sudama?
அப்போது அந்த குருக்கு அவரோட தந்தை போல அவர் ரொம்ப மன வருத்தப்பட்டு மற்ற மாணவர்களை கூட
They found them under the tree and they brought them back to the ashram. Like this they had many intimate times together. But then Lord Krishna, he went to Dwaraka. And he played the part of a great king. His devotee Vipra-Sudama went home. He got married. But he was a very poor brahmana.
He
had no money. And he had to go begging just to survive. His wife was always saying to him, your friend is Krishna. Are he's your schoolmate. We're living in such poverty. If you ask Krishna, he'll give you easily. He got unlimited money. He'll give you whatever you want. Look at, I don't have any proper sari, no food. Every day she is pushing him. Why don't you go and ask Krishna? Go and ask Krishna. Go and ask Krishna. Today Maharaj is pushing us to get out on time. He gets a flight for Kwanzaa.
Not only today. The whole world came.
You must go. You must go on time. Come on. So like that, you see, the wife of the first Sudama was pushing him. Go, go, go. So finally he thought, hey, let me go and see Krishna. I haven't seen him for a long time. But I should bring something when I go to see Krishna. I have nothing to bring in. I have nothing. So he went begging and got some flat rice. And he put the flat rice in his cloth. Or maybe in a bag, I forget. Maybe in a bag. Somehow he took the cloth. And he walked to Dwaraka. Dwaraka was an island kingdom. Recently in India, some archaeologists found under the ocean that there was some city, and they found it had a boat in the docking area, which is bigger than the biggest modern docking shipping areas of Rotterdam, Singapore, many times over.
தற்காலத்தில் சில விஞ்ஞானிகள் சிங்கப்பூரை விட பெரிய ஒரு துறைமுகத்தை அந்த துவாரத்தில் கண்டுபிடித்தார்கள்.
கடல்
அணையில்
ஹம்பூர்க் Vipra Sudama, he went over the ocean and he went to the island where Krishna was. Beautiful city, everyone was a devotee.
Can
you imagine a city where everyone is a devotee? Everyone likes Krishna. There in Dwarka, he went to the palace of Krishna. And Rukmini. Immediately the gatekeeper said, come, welcome. He was amazed, you know, everything was so opulent. The gold everywhere, jewels, marble. Onyx, all very valuable stones. And everywhere people were, gate men were welcoming him, come, come, come in. As if he'd been, they'd been informed to expect him. Finally he came into the inner part of the palace. And there Krishna was waiting for him. And Krishna received him with all respect. Said, I am a Kshatriya, you are Brahmana, so I have to bathe your feet. Krishna is playing his leela, although he is Supreme Lord. He plays just like a human being. So he was playing the part of a Kshatriya. So he bathed the feet of Krishna of Vipra-Sudama. And Rukmini was fanning him. And then he Vipra-Sudama was just crying to see his friend. They were moving here, move closer. Anybody wants to, they come in or the
way.
Then Krishna said, what is this in your bag? What are you carrying? You bought something for me. How kind of you. No, Vipra-Sudama, he thought, this is so ordinary thing. Krishna has everything. What will I do? I'll bring him some flat rice, some chira. Said, no, it's not good enough for you. It's just ordinary thing. Anything my devotee brings me is good enough for me. By force he took it, he saw that chura, said, oh, my favorite chura,
He had Krishna as a friend.
கிருஷ்ணரை அவருடைய
How many of you would like Krishna as a friend? Actually, Krishna is already your friend. Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalo Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhidam Sarvabhutaram Gyatvaman Shanti Richati. He is the Lord of all the worlds, and He is the enjoyer of all the sacrifices, and He is the friend of all living entities. He is in our heart, is His expansion, the super soul. The unfortunate thing is we don't know.
Krishna.
But He knows us.
And
He wants us to know Him. So that's why this is the king of knowledge. If you know Krishna, then you can know He is your best friend. Whatever will be good for you, you will see that you get. As He is your friend, He would not like to give you what's not good for you. So if we want to re-establish our relationship with Krishna, it's not difficult. He's told us here in this verse we read today, 34, by bowing down to Him, being His devotee, worshipping Him and remembering Him, we will certainly become united with Him. The soul will become devoted to Him and go back to Krishna. You see, in this material world, it's described as the Chota Bhuvana. 14 levels of planets. We're on the 7th level. And the top level is called Satyaloka. Who lives in Satyaloka? If a postcard is sent, Satyaloka, who is the person living there? Nobody knows. Lord Brahma, what's your name? Tinagara has given the right answer. Give him a big hand here. Satya Loka is also known as Brahma Loka. Chatur Mukha Brahma is living there. Here is Kali Yuga. But there, Kali Yuga has no effect. People there live billions of years. Until the end of the universe is one destruction. Then, beyond Brahmaloka, at the border of the material world and the spiritual world, there is Kailash. Lord Shiva is living. And to get to Lord Shiva support, one has to be even more qualified than going to Brahma Loka.
And the kind of Siddhi Supramani Loka is important. Brahma Loka is one of the best of the day, and one of the world. Thank you for the room.
Beyond Brahma Loka, there is the Brahma Jyoti.
Which
is beyond the Kailash, there is the Brahma Jyoti. And in that Brahma Jyoti, there are so many spiritual planets. And there Narayana is living. In his various forms. Beyond these Vaikuntha planets, there is Ayodhya, where Lord Rama is residing in a spiritual abode.
இந்த மாதிரியான வைகுந்த லோகங்களுக்கு அப்பாற்பட்டு ஸ்ரீராமர் அயோத்தியில் வாழ்ந்து கொண்டிருக்கிறார்கள்.
This morning in Rengana, we were reading the Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto where Lord Rama went back to the spiritual world.
இந்த காலையில் ரெங்காமில் நம்ம வந்து ஒன்பதாம் கண்டத்தில் படித்துக் கொண்டிருந்தோம் எப்படி ராமர் வந்து வைகுந்த அவருடைய அயோத்திய வாசலுக்கு திருப்பி அழைச்சார்கள்
என்று. Anyone who chants his holy name can also go to the abode or the bhakti yogis go. Or the spiritual world. Beyond the Ayodhya, there is Krishna's planet known as Goloka. And that is divided in four sections.
And the four sections
with the Vrindavanam,
Vrindavanam,
Mathura,
Mathura,
Dwarka,
Dwarka,
and Sweta Deepa.
Sweta Deepa.
You see, so one who goes to beyond this Brahma Jyoti into the spiritual planet, they never come back again to this material world.
யார் ஒருவர் அந்த பிரம்மஜோதி அப்பா கடந்து அந்த ஆன்மீகத்துக்கு சென்றார்களோ திருப்பும் இந்த கோலோகத்துக்கு வரமாட்டார்கள்.
நாப்து வந்தி மகாத்மான சன்சிதின் பரமம் கதா. This is mentioned Bhagavad Gita. Never come back again.
திருப்பி அவர்கள் இந்த பூலோகத்துக்கு வரமாட்டார்கள் என்று பகவத் கீதையில் உச்சரிக்கப்பட்டது.
So this material world, sometimes we get a good birth, sometimes we get a lousy birth. We're going all the time, one birth after the next.
இந்த பூலோகத்தில் பல விதமான பிரிவுகள் எடுத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கோம். சில நல்ல பிரிவு, சில கெட்ட பிரிவு, இந்த மாதிரி பிரிவுக்கு மேல் பிரிவு எடுத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கோம்.
Every birth we have to go through the diseases, the old age, again dying, again rebirth.
ஒவ்வொரு பிரிவிலும் நம்ம மரணம் அடைகிறோம், ஒவ்வொரு பிரிவிலும் நம்ம வியாதி ஆகுது, வயதாகிறோம், இந்த மாதிரி மரணம் அடைந்து திருப்பி இந்த மாதிரி நிலையில் வாழ்ந்து கொண்டிருக்கோம்.
How many would like to continue on with this cycle of birth and death again and 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 again? How many would like to go back to the spiritual world and end this cycle of birth and death?
Haribo!
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 Very good. What was it again? Very good. Lalaka. Lalaka. Lala? Lala Yirti. Lala Yirti. I said saying Lalarki. Lala Yirti. Don't worry, give me a blessing, I can learn it this lifetime. Kancham, Kancham, Tamil. No practice.
Yeah.
Nobody speaks to me in Tamil. break the threshold. He was trying. Ananda Dulal was trying to teach me somehow. This time he gave up. I don't know why. Before he was trying. So, Manmanabhavatvato madhyajivani namah surumami vaisasi yukta evam atmanam atparayanam.